Why don't we lift up the name of Jesus and give Him praise? Give Him honor, give Him glory for everything that He has done. We love You, Jesus. Thank You for the touch of God that we feel in this place. Thank You for Your power. Thank You for Your grace, Your mercy, Your love, oh God. Your loving kindness. Hallelujah. Been such an honor to be with you here in Athens, Texas. Thank you, Brother Grissom, for all of your kindness and for the great work that you and Sister Grissom have done in the city of Athens. And I just can't help but believe that God is not finished. He's not finished with this revival. I believe with everything that is within me that we broke into something last night in the spirit world. And I true, come on, does somebody agree with that to this morning? We broke into something. The devil doesn't like it. And I'm sure he'll come against us harder. But greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And my Bible tells me that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. We serve a God that's greater than any force, any spirit, any principality or power, any power of darkness. He's greater. He shall prevail, and we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Feel the touch of God upon this service today. I want us to just lift our hands all over the building. Just begin to feel after the Lord. He has a specific plan, and He has a specific purpose for this service today. We want Your will, O God. We want to hear Your voice, Jesus. We want to know what Your Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. Oh God, make it clear what You want to do and what You want to say and how You want to work in the lives of Your people. We are feel a mighty visitation of the Holy Ghost that's going on right now. I do have a message to preach, but I want us to close our eyes for just a moment and feel after the Lord. I believe that before we get into the Word of God, He wants to confirm something right here. I'm asking us to be obedient to the Spirit. Hallelujah. I know when I feel that certain impulse, and I feel that certain something that God is wanting to do. I want to give Him the liberty to speak this morning. That's what He wants to do. Whatever He wants to do right now.
I am the Lord your God. Have I not spoken to you before and told you?
God has spoken to us this morning. Let's lift our hands. Receive that into our spirits. Hallelujah. That's why we're an apostolic church. That's why we're a Book of Acts church. That's why we're apostolic in the things that we do. Because we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. God's not on a program. He's not on any kind of agenda. He's not on any kind of schedule or priority of what we feel and we base priorities. Oh, yes. We give room to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will meet needs that are present in the church and in the body of Christ. All it requires is that somebody would boldly approach the throne of God. It's a matter of making your needs known unto God and knowing that He shall supply all of our needs according to His riches and His glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Ilabo Koshai. This is what I feel. Hear the word of the Lord right now. This is what I feel. There are some people in this place, you're literally down to nothing. That's what the Holy Ghost is speaking to me right now. You're literally down to the bottom of the barrel. Just like the woman that had her very last bit of meal and flour, and she offered it to Elijah. But what she gave to Elijah was enough. She said, "Me and my son, we will partake of the last bit of flour and the last bit of meal that we have, and we will die." Well, the prophet came into town at that very moment and that very time, and then come to find out it was more than enough for what they needed. I'm telling you right now, what you have to offer and what you have need of is compared to this lady that was barely scraping the barrel. The Holy Ghost is saying, if you will present it unto me today, watch what I will do in your life. Watch what I will do in your family. Watch what I will do. I feel the word of knowledge on me right now. Watch what I will do with your business. That's it, brother. Come on, today's your day. Today's the beginning of a turn, a new direction. I don't have to preach this morning. There's a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of Almighty God that's going on around here. You have faith enough, you don't need a preacher. I know the Word of God has its place. I know there's nothing more important than the Word. But let me tell you something. We believe that in an apostolic atmosphere that God can interrupt anything at any given time, at any given moment. And I'm sure not going to stand in the way of what God wants to do. That's it. You have a need, come forward. It's that simple. God can fill somebody with the Holy Ghost right now. God can meet somebody's financial need right now. God can take care of whatever the situation is in your life, your family, your marriage, your job, your income right now. He's just looking for somebody that will step out and say, I'm going to believe God. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, to be thou removed, cast into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. Listen, hear the word of the Lord. There's somebody in this place, you have a sickness in your body. God wants to heal it today. Today. If you have a sickness in your body, the Lord is telling me that you can speak to your mountain and command it to be removed. Cast into the midst of the sea. I don't know who you are, but if you have a sickness, you need to come forward if you're not already up here and say, I speak to this mountain. I'm not claiming it. I'm not accepting it. I'm not sick. I'm healed. I'm well. Hidabokoshatarabahai. Saint of God, you don't need me to come down there and lay hands on you. You've got faith to speak to your mountain and say, be thou removed. The gifts of healing are here today. I said the gifts of healing are here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen to me. Amen. Whoever you are, if you are sick in your body, I want you to raise your hand as every head is bowed, every eye is closed. I knew we had several cases. I just wasn't aware of how many. The Lord made it clear to me. He spoke specifically that somebody is carrying a sickness and you have been carrying it for an extended period of time. Hallelujah. If you raised your hand, I want you to move as close as you can and stand in front of this platform because I'm fixing to pray for you. Hallelujah. Let's create as much space as possible so the ministry can get through. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm fixing to pray the prayer of faith. I'm fixing to speak to your mountain. And then I'm fixing to come and pray for you personally. But I believe that you've already been healed because the Word of God says it. It's just a matter of you accepting it. It's just a matter of you claiming it. Hidobokoshai. Something is fixing to change in your body right now. That feeling and that sickness and that infirmity that you have been carrying, you're fixing to carry it no more. Father, upon the authority of the Word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, I come against every sickness, be it cancer or be it a headache, in the name of the Lord. And I'm asking you right now, your word says that they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The Bible also says that by your stripes we are healed. Now I release and I speak that blood in the name of Jesus to start flowing directly to the nature of that illness, that sickness, that disease. It doesn't matter how fatal it is. And I command healing to flow through every physical being that's in this place right now. Such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be thou healed of thine infirmity. Right now, suffer no more. Let's lift our hands all over the congregation. Give God thanks and give Him praise for everything that is being accomplished right now. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. Let's be sensitive to what the Lord is doing this morning. He is really doing a deep work in this place. At this point, I cannot touch what He's trying to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nothing more and nothing less but a preparation of the blessings and of the glory that is about to be revealed in your life like you've never seen, like you've never imagined. Things in life have put you at a disadvantage, but what God is wanting to let you know is that through your disadvantage, my glory and my power and my healing is being accomplished in your life. Because through it all, there is a purpose and there is a plan. There is a destiny that He has in mind.
Lord, we lift our hands of worship and magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. You are great.
God is ready to fill people with the Holy Ghost this morning. He's ready to fill people with the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is open that door. Repent of your sins. Ask Him to forgive you. And leave your sin at the altar. And then He will fill you with His Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. He's ready to unlock the door of salvation, of blessings, of the mystery, of the power of Almighty God in your life. You'll surrender to Him.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You do miracles of grace. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory
and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship
as we magnify your name. You deserve the glory
and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands. As we magnify your name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles. So great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Lord, we lift our heads. Magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands.
If somebody will stand to your feet and surrender to the Lord, He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And He will give you everything that you want and that you desire in your life.
Lord, we lift our hands and worship.
But He's calling you to a place of surrender. He's calling you to a place to yield yourself. Everything about you, yield it to God today.
Lord, we lift our hands. For you are great.
Hallelujah.
You do miracles so great.
Jesus' name.
There is no
Jesus'
one
name.
Else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Why don't we lift our hands and thank the Lord for everything He's done this morning? Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
I will bless the Lord and give Him glory. I will bless His name and give Him glory. Oh, I will bless the atmosphere that I love, and this is the presence that we desire. Amen. People think they need a lot of things, but when you get into the presence of the Lord and your soul is satisfied, you really don't long for anything else. You understand, this is what I needed, and this is all I really need. If I have this, nothing else really matters. Amen. That's why when we get to heaven, we were speaking the other day, and it dawned on us that, you know, when you get to heaven, there's not going to be any interference whatsoever. There'll be no evil at all. There'll be no counter attack. There'll be, right now, even though we're in the presence of the Lord, there's still some things pulling at us. Amen. But when you get to heaven, there'll be no restriction. There'll be no opposition. All of that will melt away.
All right.
Amen. And we can't really imagine that. I have a friend that passed away. He had a heart attack. They worked on him for, as far as I remember, over an hour trying to bring him back. And he did come back. But he came back kicking and screaming. And he said, all I can tell you is, he said, there's the peace over there is like nothing you'll ever find here. He said, once you get there, you don't ever, ever want to come back. Amen. Praise God. I still believe in heaven. How about you? And I still want to go. Let's stand together. My, what a beautiful presence and some wonderful things the Lord has done here today. Amen. Anybody want to raise your hand today in testimony? You feel like the Lord healed your body in this service? Now, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Amen. 5. All right. Amen. Anybody received the Holy Ghost this morning for the very first time? All right. There's 1 and 2. And all right. Did anybody get it all over again? Amen. Praise God. Anybody just feel like you needed something and you got an answer today that you really needed? Amen. Just something you needed. And we all know what that's like. We may not even be able to put it in words, but we just know God did it. That's all. Amen. Amen. My, what a beautiful service tonight. Let's come again, 6 o'clock. Come for prayer at 5:30. Amen. And let's expect God to do some good things, and He's going to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe He will. How about you? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Brother Neil, why don't you dismiss us today with a word of prayer? God bless you, sir.